Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, January the 3rd. It's National Festival of Sleep Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by the Kmart Pharmacy. You know, you should never take sleeping pills and laxatives at the same time. But if you do, you'll sleep like a baby. So diaper up.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we're started. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Oh, happy new year, everyone, and what a difference 72 hours makes from our springtime temperatures on New Year's Eve to today. Minus 11, feeling way colder than that, but at least we get the sunshine. Working our way up to a high of minus 5 today. And a random daily shout-out on this festival's day of sleep to the scientists who determine exactly how much sleep a human needs. Just 5 more minutes.
Or a good 12 midday, I'm just saying.
Right.
Well, there's no need to stifle those yawns on Festival of Sleep Day, a day for us to catch up on our Zeds and after a busy festive season and listen to some of the music made for this day by ZZ Top. The ancient Greeks thought sleep was due to lack of circulation, causing the body to become unconscious for a period of time while it rebalanced. And theorists were divided at first on whether this was due to the brain or the heart, which were known to be the two most important organs. But we all know that the brain is the most important organ, according to the brain. Sleepwalking can be dangerous. Our priest, Father Michael, sleepwalks. That makes him a Roman Catholic. And Festival Sleep Day, you know, it reminds us to practice self-care for the coming year and take advantage of the numerous benefits of a good night's sleep and a good afternoon nap. Can't wait. All right, it is time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I was thinking you might go with The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and I was going to sing a bit. I was only a whim away, a whim away, a whim away, a whim away.
I was going to do that, and then I found another song that I thought pretty appropriate for what we're going through, because Lord knows we are going through it. Even though we have hopefully been able to get some break, some of us, over the last 2 weeks, still feels a little heavy. And Ms. Alanis Morissette, I discovered a song from her called Rest that she actually wrote and released last year in 2021. Isn't that weird to still say last year, 2021? In support of Mental Health Action Day. And I thought, given, you know, what people are going through, it might be a good thing to have a song like that in your arsenal that you can listen to that can help you through your tough times. And I really love, even though most songs get me at the beginning, I love this one at the end. So it says, door number 1, 2, and 3 have all been promises that aren't good enough to be kept. You wish me a speedy recovery, but when you turn, I plumb the depths. And God rest, God please rest our souls. This is the surest exit I have known. We've been hurting for a while. Can we cut ourselves some slack? Let us lie down, let us lie down. And that's really it, people. Cut yourself some slack. You know, there's a lot of unknown and indeterminate things happening right now, and we can't control any of that. We really can't. So do like my dog right now, who's just chilling, laying on the sofa. He's not worried about a thing. Cut yourself some slack. If you need to just lay back and give it a rest and do just that. As we have learned, there's nothing we can do when the world shuts down, right?
Yeah.
So cut yourself some slack today and just rest. Just have a lay down. And so really good song. And I like the fact that it was something that she wrote in support of Mental Health Awareness Day and Action Day, just to kind of share that, you know, the feelings that we all go through sometimes. So I like to share happy music, but sometimes it's good to have this other stuff to help us through those moments when really honestly rest really helps your body to recover from a lot of the challenges that you face. So there we go, that's our pick for today, Rest by Alanis Morissette.
Excellent. All right, added to the playlist already. And we're going to these mythical show notes too. This is going to be cool. It's time for Adventures with Enchiro. I've been looking forward to this all morning, so getting some motivation to help us through this weird day. What do you got for us today, Enchiro?
You know what, it's Happy New Year, everybody. It's a new year, a new day, a new week. And hopefully, those of you that decided that you were going to set some New Year's resolution, you're not sleeping on those resolutions yet. It's just the third day, right? can't quit that quick, right? So make sure that you're sticking to those resolutions if you made some. Today, it's a chance to begin again. Don't focus on the failures of yesterday. Start today with positive thoughts and expectations, right? So that's how we're going to live this year. We're going to look at some positive thoughts and expectations, and we're going to do that each and every day for the rest of this year. And even when the COVID numbers are going up so high that they decided, okay, we're not going to tell you about the numbers anymore. We're just still going to remain positive, right? That's it. Ventures with Venturo.
Positive, except for the testing, please. I just wanted to get the pro tip for New Year's resolutions. This is the year to say to people that you're going back to the gym, because it's probably going to be closed down next week. So just
every intention of going. I think there's a full special shout out to people who made a resolution on Friday night and on Saturday said, starting Monday.
That would be our ministry. But anyway, that's that.
News at 11.
Oh.
Yeah, I was determined to retire as part of my New Year's resolution. Well done.
That one.
Every time he gets out, they drag him back in. But we've guaranteed everyone that we're going to treat him with reverence and respect, even though he's only our acting principal now.
And here I was. I've been acting for the last 5 years.
Wow.
I'm honored that they finally recognize my accomplishments.
You said welcome back to this stage.
Okay, so it sounds like a perfect time to get to Monday's mystery.
Yeah, no, you know, I was really... in a dilemma as I was thinking about the mystery of sleep. I just really wonder if it has anything to do with height. You know, like, does a tall person, sleep in longer? Think about that.
And we've got our first head slap of the year. Congratulations.
I definitely wouldn't know.
All right, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Monday. We are the wise guys and girls, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday, and hoping to see you tomorrow.